Hey there, dog lovers! It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats, your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA, with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Hope you've had a terrific night. I hope you've had a terrific day. I hope I'm getting you closer to Friday morning. Doesn't matter what you're doing. I'm only going to be here with you for one more hour. Sorry, my apologies. Anyway, if you've missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's very simple to do. Go to your app store or whatever the hell you got. Type in AUDACY. And the app comes up. And you type in CBS Sports Radio, and then the show comes up. And then if you got to use the bathroom, you can hit pause. You know, if somebody is talking your ear off at work, you hit pause. If you called me and you want to hear yourself on the radio, you can hit rewind. So much you can do. Thank you to everybody listening live all over North America on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Hey, Shep, we got Austin in San Antonio now, huh?
You are correct.
What took them so long?
Well, you know, listen, you're a Hall of Famer. They wanted to align you with two other guys getting into Naismith.
Oh, Popovich.
There you go. And, you know, the French Connection.
Yeah, but forget all that crap. What took so long? This Houston got the show and Dallas has the show. What's up, Houston and Dallas? And what took so Austin and what took so long?
Yeah, so you act like I'm, you know, a big wig around here. I don't know. I mean, you're really good, and apparently enough people near the particular affiliate that plays your show says, you know what? I think JR would be great for this area of the country as well, and they're going to get their wish, so good for them. And good for us for having that affiliate, San Antonio and Austin. That's great, man.
Oh, man, I love Austin.
Oh, who doesn't?
I like they got that racetrack out there. Circuit of the Americas, I've been out there.
Wow.
I love Austin.
And you know, listen,
Sixth Street, too.
Absolutely. And who doesn't like the Alamo?
The Alamo? Charles Barkley?
Well, he doesn't like, or at least
the
he
big
pretends.
Old women in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he said?
That's a running gag, though. He doesn't mean it. Has he seen what he looks like? And let's be real.
You just called Charles Barkley fat?
He is. He
Did
is
you call
fat.
Him a big old woman?
He is fat. And you know what? Let me just put it this way, JR. I know how great he is in the media, and he doesn't have Twitter, so no one's going to tweet him for me saying this. You know, he talks about big women. He might want to look at his own family before he insults other women, okay? Oh, come on, that wasn't too bad, was it?
Who are you talking about?
I'm being really respectful because I'm never going to call an individual.
He has a big old woman in his family?
JR, have you seen pictures of his family?
No, I don't know. I know he got a daughter.
Well, I'm not talking about her.
I ain't trying to know. I'm not looking at Charles Barkley. No.
No, 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 no. I'm not saying him. There are women in his family that are very much still alive that are just as big as, and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way, but they're just as big as the women that he mocks and derides on a national level every single Tuesday and Thursday.
I don't know. I ain't saying nothing about nobody family members, man.
Well, then you know what, Charles? Don't go after other women then. If you can't take it, don't dish it. And you of all people, Charles Barkley, considering what you look like in your playing days compared to what you are now in your 60s, I would keep my mouth shut.
Oh, damn.
But no, in all seriousness, Jay, like,
he just called the women and said, he just said big old women, that's it.
First of all, no one wants to be called old. He's an ageist.
No, not old, but they, OL,
okay,
big
sorry.
Old women.
Okay.
Like, collectively.
JR, I've never met a woman in my life.
And
they may say it. They may say it because they think that's what guys want to hear. I've never met a woman in my life that has ever said, you know what, I want to wake up today and be called big by a guy. I really want that right now.
Some of the women make money by being called big.
No, that's different. That's different. They're big where guys look straight and sometimes down. That's different. But Charles Barkley means that from a weight perspective and calling them basically heavy and or fat. That's the implication. And he needs to be more careful with his words. And he's great at what he does. And you know what? You know this as well as I do. He is one of the most benevolent, generous, professional athletes there is out there. So I give him all the credit in the world. He's probably the biggest name in our field. He's phenomenal.
He hangs out here in Atlanta all the time. He'd be around the corner after the show from right here from me, yeah.
And JR, nobody's perfect. And I understand Shaq eggs him on laughing all the time. But if you're Charles Barkley and you're over the age of 60, you got to get to a point where maturity sets in. And you're not insulting the weight of women. That's all.
You're going to have me and Charles Barkley. You're going to have this man cussing me out in a couple months.
Okay, JR. So just very quickly. Red Fox, one of the greatest comedians of all time?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Man. Okay, now listen, but before we know of the complete mistreatment of women, Bill Cosby, one of the greatest comedians of all time?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Don Rickles?
Yeah.
Okay, they didn't have to curse. They didn't have to be offensive towards other groups of people. And Don Rickles, to some degree, was, but he did it about every single group and every single gender. So you know,
times are different.
Right, but JR, Charles Barkley is good enough, funny enough, and talented enough where he doesn't have to go after big women. He's that good. That's what I'm saying. It's an insult that I think he resorts to that as his number one source of humor and getting people to react because he's too talented for that. Got it.
Right. Hey, listen, I know where to send. I'm not sending it, but I could tell you where to send an email if you want to, okay?
And by the way, we ever gotten a ring, I could definitely beat his old you-know-what. If he wants to call people old or old, whatever he wants to express himself
if,
with.
If
I was in a ring with Charles Barkley.
A boxing ring.
A boxing ring. He would have no shot. I don't care if he's 6'6". He'd have no shot against me.
He's shorter than that, by the way.
Oh, he might be now, but he was 6'6 in his playing days. I know they say he was 6'4 and a half or 6'4 and three quarters. He was always as tall as MJ, and MJ was always listed at 6'6".
And he's had some surgeries, but go ahead.
Copy that. Well, anyways, you get the point. I think he's ultra-talented, but just ease up on how you talk about women. That's all.
Oh, I thought you were going to say ease up on the big old women. Okay.
No.
All right. It's all right. You know how to say it. It's okay. It's all right, Chef. It's okay. He called them big old women. It's okay. Everybody is fine. Everybody is okay. Thank you, San Antonio, for listening. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about the preseason at the NFL. It's underway. C.J. Stroud had a crap night. Who cares? Intercepted, sacked, and runs to absolutely nowhere. Just a couple of series, so good for him. Hey, Anthony Richardson is going to be starting this Saturday against the Bills. Good for him. Bryce Young will be in action as well against the Jets. We talked about some of the NFL, a particular NFL rule change with the kickoff. We now know that if the returner is going to be able to wave his hand in the air like a fair catch. They're trying to eliminate some of these collisions, even though they move the kick up. already a couple of years ago. And, yeah, as Shep alluded to and mentioned, not just to the big old women in San Antonio, as per Charles Barkley, the Hall of Fame is this weekend as well up in Springfield. And so Greg Popovich will be going in, and Dwayne Wade will be going in, and Dirk Nowitzki. Oh, congratulations as well, not Hall of Fame related. Sean Marion and Amari Stoudemire, they're having their numbers retired by the Phoenix Suns. Time flies now, doesn't it? 855-212-4CBS. Scott is calling from Michigan. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. You calling me from a cell? What's up?
No. Can you hear me better?
No, I can't. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Yeah, the thing is, I think any sports fan wants safety to be, you know, top of the list for the players. But with the new rules, and the NFL does something like this every year, it seems, but they never, ever attempt to make the game safer for the running back. Instead, they just choose not to pay him. And that's the part that makes me mad. If you're going to make it, you make it safer for quarterbacks, safer for wideouts, safer for special teams, but we'll just run the running back into the ground, and then we'll go get a new one.
Yeah, no, that's how it goes. Yeah, nobody cares about the running backs. They don't care.
And I think that's a real bad look, because there's things they could do. I mean, with tackling, you know, and stuff like that. And I just think it's a bad look if you're saying you're doing it for the safety of X player, but we will not do it for the safety of Y player. And how long until the actual union sticks up for these running backs and tries to – because once they make it safer for running backs, they no longer can pay. They're going to have to start paying them.
Yeah, it'll be another 7 years when the CBA expires, so good luck on that.
No, I hear you. I mean, like I said, I'm not a Neanderthal. Everyone wants safety. I just wish they would NFL be more all over the board, making it safer for everyone. Yeah. And I think they just look hypocritical. I mean, this is the same NFL that had head injuries for a decade.
It's the NFL. Everything they do is hypocritical. It's big business is hypocritical. Society is hypocritical. So I'm not going to look at the NFL and say it stands out in that regard, you know?
No. But if I was a running back in the NFL, I would be fuming right now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I mean, Melvin Gordon's running around saying that, yeah, in another world, I wouldn't have been a running back. I'd have played defense.
And they still give him the ball more than anyone. It's not like they took the touches away from the running back. They give him the ball. They actually ask him to do more, and they pay him less. And then when you can, there's things you can do to make it safer. They just choose, nah, ignore that.
Yeah, you ain't telling no lies, Scott. Preach, man. Thank you for calling from Michigan.
All right, have a great night, sir.
You as well. You ain't telling no lies. 855-212-4CBS. Jason's here from Cleveland. What's up, Jason?
Thanks, JR. I'll be quick. Try to hit a couple things. You were talking about the helmets, and I like the Darth helmet reference, but for me, it reminds me of the mushroom guy from Mario, Toad.
Yeah, the mushroom guy. I thought you were talking about the little brown people, the Goombas. They call Goombas, right?
Oh, is it? I thought it was Toad, the mushroom head.
No, Toad. Yeah, Toad is he's the walking white mushroom that hangs out with Peach. And then you got
it
the brown
Goomba.
Guy.
It is Goomba.
Yeah, Goomba got the jagged teeth at the bottom, yeah. What is a Goomba? What are they?
I thought that was an Italian slur myself, but.
Oh, well, I mean, it is. But, no, in Mario Brothers, it's, what is them? They call Goombas. They are.
You're right. I didn't know it until you brought it back up. But repos.
Way to make me sound racist on the radio. What are you doing, Jason?
Oh, come on now. Repo guy. There are two other shows. The Parking Wars thing, no doubt about it, but the repo stuff is way more dramatic because they are actually taking their car away from them as opposed to ticketing them or booting them. And I was just going to say there's two of them on now, like one's in the Sticks of Carolinas and then one is in South Beach, J-Lo produces. And a lot of it is fake, but there's high drama when you try and take someone's car. And then regarding something...
You sit down and watch people get their cars repossessed?
Well, I'm saying that's where that dude's coming from. He's seen these shows are like on. They got like History Channel contracts, and he's like, I'm going to get in on this.
Oh, yeah, that's why he has a YouTube channel. Are you going to watch his YouTube channel?
I don't know about that, but
okay.
To get to the kickoffs, I watched a little bit of XFL, and I'll tell you, the approach they had, it worked. I think they should adopt that in the NFL, where they move everyone a little closer, because it looks the same as the way it used to be. And thanks for giving props to the returners that could change a game in like 30 seconds. You know, Josh Cribbs, hometown guy, but Hester. And then KC had a guy that totally changed things up. That
was Hall. Was it Hall, I think? Dante Hall?
Dante Hall. Yeah, and so those guys would change a game, you know, with no play even being called. Right. So anyway, the XFL stuff I saw with them doing that, it was good because you get yardage. You'd see some people making moves, and they did eliminate, you know, that full-on whatever 40, 50-yard full steam ahead collisions.
All right.
So
well, they'll
I see it.
Hopefully the NFL finds some way to keep it in there. I haven't watched no XFL. Hey, Jason, thank you for calling from Cleveland, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
No problem. You got it. 855-212-4CBS. Doug is calling from Lubbock, Texas. What's up, Doug?
How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
All right. Hey, y'all talking about them returners. Don't forget about my boy, Vasika Hema.
The who from where? What?
Vasika Hema.
From where? How many returns did he have? Hey, Doug, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, thank you for bringing up a returner. What else you got?
Okay, what do we got on you have your repo man that called up?
Yes.
Hey, he wouldn't have all them repos if it wasn't for guys like me that what I'm doing right now.
Hold on a second. Hey, Shep, do I want to talk? I mean, ugh. Hold on. Go ahead, Doug. Well, get to the point. What's up?
So I got a car with cameras on my car, and I'm riding around all night reading license plates. And if I get a hit on a repo, I call my guy to come pick it up.
Okay. So you're not the police. You're the what? You work for the bank?
Yeah, well, I work for a bunch of banks and a bunch of lien holders, yes.
Okay. All right, great, Doug. How many cars are you sending out tonight, huh?
We have five tonight.
Oh, good. All right, well, you be safe, okay?
Hey, if you don't know that name, Vasika Hema, man, you better look it up.
Spell it.
V-A-I-Sika Hema. Hey,
I hope they break the cameras on your car. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just want to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk to anybody. Hey, I'm talking to you right now. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? You can contact Wesley Financial Group. You can do it now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Knock yourself out. Hey, last segment we talked about the big old women in San Antonio. Not really. Oh, yeah, we did. My apologies. This is Charles Barkley's words, not mine. Now, having said that, Greg Popovich is going into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Good for him. Dwayne Wade is going in. Dirk Nowitzki is going in. Pau Gasol is going in. Good for all of them. And so to kind of balance things out for everybody listening in San Antonio, let's listen to Tim Duncan. This is when he went into the Hall of Fame, and he showed love to Greg Popovich. Listen.
Finally. I don't want to talk about him. He's going to get mad at me if I talk about him. Sorry, Pop. Coach Pop, the standard you set, you showed up after I got drafted. You came to my island. You sat with my friends, my family. You talked with my dad. I thought that was normal. It's not. You're an exceptional person. Thank you for teaching me about basketball, but even beyond that, teaching me that's not all about basketball. It's about what's happening in the world, about your family, just for everything. Thank you for being the amazing human being that you are.
Oh, sweet. Oh, Tony Parker's going in too. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Patrick is calling from Virginia. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time. So appreciate you. So I was listening to a former segment about college football and the realignment. And I know not a lot of people go for this, and it makes me sound like you're a snob, but the promotion relegation in the Premier League and in soccer be a perfect fit for college football.
You want to have schools relegated? They're not going to give up money. Why would anybody do that?
You're absolutely right. But the money generated from that top premier division, whatever it would be, I mean, just think of the 20 schools, no more divided by conference lines. Like you're talking like in Florida State playing Miami, the regional competitions. I mean, they're all over the place now, would bring in a ton of revenue. And then if your team is at the bottom, those are some really awesome games to watch in soccer. And could you imagine watching Vanderbilt, Duke, like, fight to stay in the top tier and all that money that's going to stay in? And then the teams in the lower tier trying to fight to get up. I think it would be awesome to watch.
Yeah, it would be from a fan's perspective. But from a business perspective with the schools, I mean, they're not giving away guaranteed money. Like, a lot of this is centered on distribution on television. And that's guaranteed cash. Like, I can wake up for the next 10 years and go, oh, I'm getting $35 or $40 or $50 million. Ain't nobody playing, Russian roulette, depending on the performance of the team. If I'm a school and I know that I'm going to suck year after year and I'm still getting $40 to $50 million, I'm not playing no relegation games.
No, I get you. But what is the top league that doesn't have a salary cap? League?
College, as much of a sham as it's been for the past, I don't know, 40, 50 years with all of this amateurism nonsense, it's not the pros, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. But just imagine the conference that has the best teams from the PAC, the best teams from SEC, the best teams from the East. Like, imagine that in just one.
You want to have the Champions League. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, good
thanks
luck.
For taking my call.
Thank you, Patrick. That's the college football playoff, and they're going to expand it anyway, so get ready for that. Jeff is calling from Oceanside, California. What's up, Jeff?
How's it going, Denzel Washington Radio? What's up, JR?
Oh, he's from Mount Vernon. He's my next-door neighbor. What's up?
All right, nice. So I really respect Shep talking with such passion about the Sir Mix-a-Lot ladies out there, and I respect
Sir Mix-a-Lot. The babies that got back? No, there's a difference between having back them. And being a big old woman. I mean, it's a difference.
I respect that. Yeah, good passion there, man. I wanted to know, JR, physically, what's your kind of lady?
What's my kind of attractive, beautiful, smart woman,
what's your Old Spice red zone for ladies? Physically?
What?
Where do you hit? What kind of lady are you physically attracted to? I'm not trying to make it difficult.
Are you a pimp? Are you trying to take me out on a date? What is this,
no,
Jeff?
JR, you know, the radio, your fans, we deserve a right to get to know you on a deeper level.
You don't deserve squat diddly, Jeff.
Well, I respect that. You're right. I don't, and I definitely don't. But I am still curious, man. Are you open to the question? No, it's okay.
You know what they say about curiosity, right?
There's a lot of things. What do you think they say, JR?
Are you eating while you're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm having some Reese's Pieces.
You shove them Reese's Pieces somewhere, man. What is he? He probably got M&Ms in his belly button. Hey, JR, what type of women are you interested in? What are you doing? Are women interested in you? I'm eating Reese's Pieces while I'm on the phone with you. 855-212-4CB. I'm sorry, Chef.
Well, I was going to say, even in his case, there is always someone for everybody.
He can find somebody to pick Reese's Pieces out of his belly button?
Well, that wasn't one of his finer moments.
Yeah, that wasn't. 855-212-4CBS. Maya's calling from Maryland. What's up, Maya?
Hey, I'm good. How you been?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind, please?
Well, number one, I don't see this rule change. I can't see the NFL being able, I don't see the players letting them go taking kickoffs away and stuff. I mean, that's crazy. Think of some of the folks we wouldn't know, like Desmond Howard and different ones. If it hadn't been for kickoff and special teams and stuff, that's too much.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, and it already has been. It's been a progressive change, so we'll see.
I'm hoping not, because like I said, that's just too many players. What you want them to, and it doesn't spell safety. You want them to play just about darn near every day of the week. Look, they was trying to flex Thursday games to beat up on brothers' bodies even harder, but you going to eliminate kickoff. No, nah, man, well, it's not adding up. Make it make sense. NFL.
They want to eliminate kickoffs, and then they are likely to add an 18th game in the future. So we'll see what happens, Maya.
Yeah, and while you talking about my Spurs and everything, I don't know what to say about it's like you be messing with Spurs, you know, us Lady Spurs fans and stuff. But he's not a bad guy. I mean, as a Tubby all her life, I done heard way worse stuff than what he says. He has a good nature about him. Some folks is just viciously cruel. And last note, y'all leave that repo man alone. It's handle your business or you going to see him. There's people out here on Social Security that doesn't leave you social or secure when it comes to bills and enjoying life that ain't never had no reason for the repo man to come after.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Maya, for calling from Maryland. I guess pay your bills. I guess. I don't know. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. F. Shane. Calling from Bulgaria. Yes. Shane, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for calling from the other side of the Atlantic. What's up?
Hey, thank you for having me, JR. Number one, I love your show. You're number one, the most professional man on the radio. Let's get that out of the way real quick. I love your show, and I love the honesty that you bring, and I just love how you just let your fans just be who they are. So thank you for that.
Yeah, unless they're a complete idiot, then I don't. But go ahead.
Well, first of all, you've had some Sully, but my guy Jeffrey in Tennessee, go Vols. You know I'm a Tennessee Volunteer fan, so, you know, the guy's a smart man. But you've had a couple of colors on here that I think has been hitting the bottle too early. But, you know, that's just me. I'm a country boy. I speak the truth, and that's why I wear it.
Well, was that guy who had the Reese's Pieces in his belly button?
Yeah, dude, I don't know what was up with that. But, you know, the other guy was stalking you, I think, man, with what kind of girl you like. So, you know, I'd be careful, man. You know, especially down in hot Atlanta. But, you know, going to the kickoff, man, and people don't realize, Cordarrelle Patterson, that's my boy, has been doing this since his JUCO, I mean, since college, University of Tennessee days, even in his JUCO days when he's in junior college. So this man's been doing it for a long time. So that's how he's made his way in Tennessee, obviously, and in the NFL. But what I'm calling about is very, you know, disturbing what's going on in college football right now. You know, I played at the University of Florida and, you know, in the early 90s. And, you know, it's disturbing how you have these the old school conferences are not going to exist no more. Like my son will never see the rivals that we grew up to now, which is now, I think it's going to come down to two conferences, and there's going to be about 20 conference teams in each conference. You know, it's going to be the Big Ten, which is going to have 50 teams in it. You know, let's change the name to the Big Ten. Let's start it now. Let's put the Big 20 or whatever you want to call it, but it's not the Big Ten no more. You know, it's sad to see USC traveling every other week back to, you know, Northwestern, and it's just sad. College football is not the same no more. And Nick Saban, I'm not a Nick Saban fan, but he hit it on the head. You know, you get paid for your college tuition, and that's what did it. And, you know, back in the day when you transfer portal, you had to set out. If you wasn't good enough, you couldn't beat that guy out. Tough luck. Hit the weight room. Yeah. You know, work harder. And that's what's wrong with today. Even like right now, as a Commanders fan, Ron Rivera threw Eric the Enemy under the bus because the players are too soft. And, you know, he had to justify himself as the offensive coordinator. And you know what? The players are soft now, and it's because of money. And I'll let you go ahead and get your take on that.
Yeah. Well, no, of course, man. You start getting the cash. Well, first of all, we have an entire generation that's coming up a little bit more entitled. They have access to things at their fingertips. They don't have to work as hard. And so, yeah, there's a softening of societies. I agree with you there. Here's another question. What the hell time is it in Bulgaria? What is it, like 8 a.m. right now?
It's like 8:30, almost 8:35.
Oh, so the sun came up. Okay, that's good.
And sun's up.
What are you doing today? What are we doing in Bulgaria today?
So I'm going to the beach. So I'm in the Varna. I'm on the beach side. It's a beach.
Oh, that's
city.
Right. With it. You out towards the sea, right?
Yeah. So there's a lot of water around me, and you know I'm blessed because my son's mother's from this part of the world, so I get to travel and do the Eastern European thing. And plus, I build data centers, so I get to travel throughout the world, and that's you know I love it.
All right, good on you, man. I'll talk to you soon, Shane, okay? Be safe.
Absolutely.
All right, peace out. Thank you. Hey, Shep, you ready to go to Bulgaria?
Always.
Hey, Marco Belletti, you ready to go to Bulgaria?
Damn right.
Yeah, we're going to Bulgaria. Let's figure out where he's at and build some data centers with him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I'll be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm only going to be here with you, I don't know, about 10 more minutes. If you missed the show, a minute of it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's been a busy night. We've talked about NFL preseason. We've discussed Anthony Richardson and C.J. Stroud. We had our conversation with our local repo man in Detroit. A guy called us with Reese's Pieces in his belly button, asked me what type of women that I like. It's been an interesting night. You would think it's Friday night. It's not. It's Thursday. By the way, I won't be here tomorrow. Shep is going to hold it down. So it might as well be Friday for me. But anyway, we got a lot of callers here. We talked about NFL safety and the kickoff, and we've done a lot. So now I'm going to try to get every human being that wants to talk to me on the air. And so what you need to do when I bring you on the air, just make your point. Just get right to it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's try. It's probably not going to work because people don't know how to follow directions, but let's try. David is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how are you, man? I love your show.
Thanks.
All right. Chicago Bears. Four of the five offensive linemen
don't play their natural position. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, not playing your natural position means that Justin Fields is going to get his ass whooped, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's going to be running.
Oh, he's going to be running anyway. Thank you, David, for calling from Illinois. I mean, it's a young team. There's a reason why they've sucked. They won 4 games last year. They were able to bring in offensive weapons. Give it time. Give it time. 855-212-4CBS. Bob is here from Virginia. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, man. I would just like to make a quick point, and I think that Charles Barkley has become a caricature of himself. I used to really respect him back in the day, but now I've kind of waned a little bit on that respect for him. Thank you very much, man. I'm a first-time caller, but I'm going to be listening to your show from here on out.
Oh, thank you, Bob. What part of Virginia are you calling from?
Fredericksburg. It's 50 miles south of D.C.
I know exactly. It's between Richmond and got the mall on 90. Listen, Bob, I know. I've been everywhere. Hey, I've been everywhere, man. I'm like, who's the guy that sang that song? What's that old guy?
Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I'm like Johnny Cash.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I've been everywhere. I've been from Fredericksburg. And listen, Glenn Allen. Listen, I've been everywhere, Bob, okay?
All righty.
Hey, don't go shopping too much at that mall.
I appreciate y'all.
All right, we appreciate you. Thank you, Bob. It's like, I'm in Frederick. You don't got to explain to me. I drive through Fredericksburg all the time. Unfortunately, too much, because that's where all the damn traffic starts. 855-212-4CBS. Keith is here from Indiana. What's up, Keith?
Oh, what's going on, Mr. JR?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm okay. You called me Mr. JR. Go ahead, quickly.
Yes, sir. I was talking about Greg Pop. Yes, sir. I feel like he deserves all the flowers that he gets. Yes, sir. People might see it as criticism, but it's constructive criticism. And we need that as human beings to grow. Yes, sir. That's all I wanted to say, Mr. JR. You have a good night. Thank you.
You as well. Thank you. And I like Greg Popovich, too. I met him. Did I meet him? Yeah, I've met him, of course. I met him one time. Nice dude. Real nice guy. 855-212-4CBS. AP's calling from North Carolina. What's up?
Yo, JR. Yes. Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, Shep, how you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing well, AP. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Hey, good. I'm doing very well. And look, I just want to say, Shep, you hold it down when JR is not there, and I really appreciate it. And JR, I just want to let you know, man, you have touched a lot of people tonight, and that's all I want to say. And I thank you for your hard work, and I love you. You and Shep, you guys just do the best. I appreciate it, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
Well, not you, JR, but I'll see Shep tomorrow.
Oh, well, you giving me the boot?
Well, no, because you're not going to be there tomorrow. So I'm just telling Shep I would be there listening as well.
You're right, as you should. He's amazing. Thank you, AP.
Oh, yeah, bro. No problem.
No problem. Yeah, I love you, too. Hey, Don is calling from Birmingham. What's up, Don?
Hey, I've got two things. Number one, if you're going to Bug Area, be prepared to wear very small bathing suits for men and the women both.
When I go overseas, I don't wear no clothes. Keep going.
Okay, well, NFL safety, they should make the quarterbacks and running backs have their flag, what they use in flag football, have flags. That way you ain't got to track them, hurt them, and extend their careers.
Okay, all right. Maybe the NFL will be flag football one day. Hey, thank you, Don. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Have a good one.
You as well. Giving me advice. Yeah, I don't wear no clothes in Europe. Hey, Paul is calling from Rhode Island. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Jay, it's been a while. Thank you for taking my call. Good morning. I just wanted to say that Eric Bieniemy will be the next coach with new owners of the Washington Commanders. And if these kids can't take it, you know what? Get out of the kitchen. You got a nice ride when you were in college, and probably people that you know, alumni, that's why you went to certain colleges. But this kid, Eric Bieniemy, is five years in a row. He's
he
been
ain't
the
no
top,
kid. The guy's like
I'm sorry,
50
I'm sorry.
Years old.
5 years straight, top points, and as an offensive coach. And if you listen to how this man speaks, you can tell he's going to be a great head coach.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul. Let me tell you something. Don't hang up.
I won't.
Paul, that was the best call that you've ever made here to the JR Sport Brief Show. That was an excellent call, Paul.
Well, I thank you, because I'm not polished yet.
You don't got to be polished. Just you, sometimes you call and you make no sense, but this was a great call.
Oh, you end your shift and you get a little snookered and you wait and wait and wait until you it's your time to answer, you know?
You're good. Well, thank you, Paul. Listen,
can I just say one more thing to Mr.
Uh-oh.
C?
You're going to ruin what was a great call? Go ahead.
The players make decisions on the field, and that's the gambling of the loss and wins. If Mahomes didn't get pushed off a 15-yard penalty, you wouldn't have two black brothers in a NFL Super Bowl. That's
what?
All.
What did you just say? What?
That guy that from Cincinnati that pushed Mahomes, he got a 15-yard penalty out of it.
Are you talking about – wait. Are you talking about the AFC Championship game?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, Paul. Paul, have a good night, okay?
Good night, my man.
All right, thank you. Hey, Shep, I let him keep talking. He ruined what was a great call.
Someone's got to explain to him what quit while you're ahead means.
Why is he – I had to go, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
And look, Paul's old school, and I'm not excusing this.
Is that called old school?
I'm not agreeing with it. I think you got to be careful when you throw around the terms he just made. It's offensive to a lot of people, and with good reason. You can't be
what
so
did he
loose
just,
with that.
Did he say something about black people? What
he
did
said
he say?
Two black brothers, and that's just not something you can't. And I don't think he meant any harm or ill will by that, but it's not something you should be saying, especially Paul, as a white male. You can't be saying that.
Yeah, he sounds like Peter Griffin. What is he talking about?
But I don't think he means it in a derogatory way, but how it comes off is a lot different. So just be careful with that wording, Paul.
Yeah, I thought I heard something, and I wasn't too sure. That's why I said, what are you talking about? And then he clarified, and he started talking about the AFC Championship game. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Right, I guess that was his way of pivoting, but you can't be saying that. Paul, you had such a great call, and then you sabotaged it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we won't talk to him for about a month.
Oh, no. He was so good, too.
Nah, yeah, he screwed up. If anybody's going to talk about black brothers, it'll be me, not you. JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. Tomorrow, Shep is going to hold it down. My black brother, he is. Right, Shep?
You got that right, JR.
Yeah, he is. I'm done. Don't move. CBS Sports Radio. I'm out of here. Amy Lawrence, she's up next.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
The official Winning Time podcast from HBO is back. I'm Rodney Barnes, executive producer on the show.
Magic and the Lakers are back to defend their title.
Join me as I break down each new episode with sports writer Jeff Perlman and the actors, directors, and key collaborators who brought the 1980s Showtime Lakers to life.
It's not about basketball. It's about winning.
Listen to HBO's official Winning Time podcast on Sundays after the show airs on Max.